God.
What's up, y'all? Let me just say this up front. The music you hear in the background, I do not own the rights to this music.
At all.
None of it. Just want to let y'all know. So y'all won't mute our shows from now on.
Crazy.
But what's up, y'all?
It's Wednesday, baby. SW Podcast is back on your screen, your radio, your podcast channels, and wherever else we might want to be. That depends on where you're going to have us at.
That girl, that crazy. It's Wednesday, y'all. Welcome back to SW Podcast. It is Wednesday, December
15th. Episode 101.
101. Show episode 101. And it's time to step into the ending of fourth quarter and getting ready for first quarter, because it's almost 2022. And we just want to let y'all know that we get ready to start continuing the blessing of 100 more shows, you know, because the first 100 did what it did. And now we're going to go ahead and move forward to the next. So,
are y'all ready? Because we're ready.
We're ready.
So, we're really, really, really
ready. Yeah. We good. We ready. So, y'all get ready. And because we got a lot in store, we got another summer podcast tour coming up. And we're not going to call it the promo tour, is just going to be the SW Podcast Tour. So,
come on, baby. Y'all, you know, ready?
We already did the promo tour. We did promoing us. You know, we're going to continue to push us, but it's still going to be just a tour that actually involves the things that we want to continue doing and putting in a little bit more to it. So it's going to be a great opportunity. And everybody who wants us to, you know, we're going to be in different places this year. So everybody that wants us to slide through when we're in those spots, definitely, you know, hit us up. Let us know. We're gonna drop the calendar date soon.
That's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be
fun. Get ready. If you ain't ready, well, that's your fault.
but it's definitely coming, y'all. So I just want y'all to know that. Get ready for it. And just know, I mean, if you can't make it out to everything that you want to do, tune in. That's why we got the YouTube channel. That's why we got
we got our Facebook,
website that actually it'll take you directly to our page that leads you either to the audio or the video of the of the segments. And I'm a audio girl, so if I don't catch a live, I go back and listen to the audio. You know, and so thank you again. Let me say thank you, because Joe pointed out last Wednesday that our audio, our listeners on audio has picked up tremendously. So thank you for that. We appreciate you, just for being just constant supporters.
Yeah,
that's dope for us.
That's big. That's huge. Big.
That's big.
Yeah, it's Freedom Style Wednesday.
It's Freestyle Wednesday, y'all. So we hope everybody is, you know, doing well, enjoying themselves this week, getting through this week with bliss and joy. If you're going through something, you know, say some things to yourself to push yourself to get through, and let you know that we are thinking of you and hoping that you get through what you're going through with a positive mindset, because it's so much going on and so many people losing people, have lost people and are either going through either some hard times, divorces, loss of jobs, just
everything.
So many
family members, everything. It's a lot.
So whoever's going through, we're going to continue to hope that you get through, and we have you in our prayers and our thoughts. So thank you so much for tuning in to another week of SW Podcast, y'all, because we here. So
at 6:30 every Wednesday. I'm good, Queen. Like, it's another Wednesday, you know, like, but it's a good one though, baby. It's Wednesday, December 15th, baby. What? Wow. You got 16 more days in this month. What y'all ready for? What is y'all ready for? And next week is the Christmas holidays, as you want to say. I hope y'all got y'all trees up, because my son told me, Mom, you giving us money anyway. Why we need to put a tree up? I say, well, I'll be
like, Queen, I wish I could turn my phone around and let you
But I'm good, Queen. I'm good. I'm chilling, you know. Always trying to be in a uplifting mood.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's just some stuff you ain't got no control over. So you just keep it moving, smiling, and it's always, as they say, the old folks, it's always glory on the other side of the tunnel.
And it's going, and sometimes it's a little sad and tragic getting there, but it is. You want to get there.
You get there, though.
And you want to. It's pushing through to get there, too. That's big.
Yeah, but that's the lesson that you're learning through it all, through the process and everything. When you look back, you'd be like, all right, now you can help the person that you, while you didn't went through it, it's always for you to help somebody else that might go through the same thing or something.
That's right. That's really what it mostly be about, that being able to go through certain things. And I want to say, like, we're not, when we say those things, it's not that we're pushing the idea that struggle brings happiness. No. Mm-hmm. It's just certain times that it ain't even always got to be a struggle. It could be trauma. It could be a dramatic issue. It could be work-related. All of those aren't always involved in complete struggle. Where when we just say you get through it, because things are tougher for certain people. Everybody can't journey through a tunnel the way you can, or everybody can't climb that bridge the way you can. So you got to be able to have some understanding for the person who may need a little bit more assistance than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just, you know, being able to have a mindset to go through it. And I could just use me as an example. I remember in my 20s, if I had car trouble, man, I used to be so mad. Like, ain't literally mad. Because, you know, your vehicle could get you where you got to go working and picking up kids from what all they got going on. But now I just be like, all right. I'm still going to get to work. I'm still going to be able to do whatever. Only thing I can do is I just got to get it fixed. That's just what it is going for. You're going to go get it fixed, or it might be time for you a new one, whichever one. And I just learned how to just like reprogram your mind to be like, okay, this is something you ain't got no control over. You need to go ahead and handle it. And what you complaining about it for, because you got to get it fixed anyway.
Right. Mindset is everything.
So that's big.
When you learn how to have a little bit more self-control, I remember not being able to actually express myself about certain things because I had so much self-preservation and self-control that it was hard to talk about certain things. But when you can, I'm going to always be that person that only can have like one or two people I could just have that ear with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can never just be like, no, never. So when you know how to express yourself without it coming off as if you don't have control of a situation, then you know you have crossed another bridge in this thing called life, because life, it really can throw some big bricks at you.
What? I mean some tons.
So you got to be able to maneuver through it. Everybody not telling you to stand there and try to catch every last one of them.
Heck no, you can't.
You got to maneuver through some of that stuff. You cannot think that going through something is just going to make you stronger.
Man, you got to be like the Matrix.
You have to. And I can say that just speaking from experience, but also just knowing that if you sit up and wallow in things and try to overtake more things than you have to, that load never breaks apart. It never gets lighter. Yeah. You carry that load for a while because you don't know how to let go of some certain things.
And you got to let it go, man.
You got to let it go. Life, I'm telling you, is not about how much you gotta, it's not about how much you gotta go through.
Yeah.
Because certain things you put on yourself because you're trying to catch all them bricks that's falling as you walk through
them. As you walk through them, fall. Girl, when they fall, they gonna bust.
You thinking you're supposed to catch every brick that falls. Man, what you doing adding all this to your back for?
To your chest.
You can't help do this for everybody. You got to do some of this for yourself, sweetie. So that's, yeah. But
get to the quote
is, he who lives without discipline dies without honor. And that's an African proverb. He who lives without discipline dies without honor.
I like that.
I love that because I honor is something that is earned.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to
have a mindset. None of it.
You got to have a certain type of mindset to even develop and or be able to retain certain honor that's bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just given to anybody.
That's true. That is definitely true. Everybody ain't gonna get it.
Mm-mm.
Everybody ain't gonna get it. You can't buy it. Ain't to be sold. It's to be strictly earned. And then when it's earned, that means you respect it by the people and all.
Correct.
It's as easy as that.
Correct. It's a whole different thing when the masses know who you are and what you bring to the table versus I giggle at that because now when I start saying the masses, it almost irritates me because the ones who the ones you think you're supposed to be speaking to, they think they're too good to hear it.
That part.
Because of the messenger.
Yep. Who is you to tell me what? You ain't nobody, but let me tell you something. One thing I know, the messenger can be the goddamn homeless man on the corner who ain't got nothing.
That's why you can't be mean to everybody.
So you got to be careful. You really need to be careful because it can be anybody. It can be anybody. Trust and believe it. Now trust what I tell you. It could be the child. It could be a child.
And normally it is anybody. And it normally it is people you never know who.
Never thought of. Never even thought of. You riding her tune your nose up at somebody and they got a message for you. And you ain't even catching the message because you riding here like, who is you to tell me what? Okay.
Tune your nose up.
Mm-hmm. Just leave it right there. You ain't catch it. Okay. You ain't catch the message that they was giving you. Now watch what you finna go through a little something. And that same message got to come back around from somebody else, if not the same person again. And then you just gonna be like, yeah, you can't go to the next step with stepping over two. You got to ride out two before you can step to three. Don't kill the messenger. They just the messenger.
Be open to it, Good evening, Miss Deidre Randall.
Hello.
Good evening. What's going on, Queen? Hope all is well with you. It's the most uncertain things come in the most uncertain times. And when you step up and you give yourself the credibility of thinking that what you see in a person is more important than what they see in themselves, you already lost the ear right there. That person's gonna ignore you. You think you better. You can't even speak to me because you too worried about speaking above me.
Can't do it.
So, which is a lot of times why most people end up missing the message, though, Queen. That's why. Yeah.
That is one of the reasons why. Yeah. You ain't good enough to tell me the message. But baby, look, whatever, whoever got it, you got a message from it, let me hear it. It's up to me to receive it. And then me, I'm going to know if it's what it's supposed to be for real, or if it's just supposed to fall on deaf ears.
Correct. 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 Hold on one second, Queen. And that's what it is.
So don't shoot the messenger, y'all. Do not shoot the messenger. The messenger is just there for what the word is. Message. To give you the message. Now, it's up to you to take the information and do what you're supposed to do with the information. But if you don't, that's all on you.
They end up shooting the messenger and losing their whole...
everything.
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for the longest, but I'm always seeing people say that. They be like, the message ain't being received because you're worried about the messenger. And I'm like, why people be so worried about the messenger?
Okay, I guess they think the messenger supposed to be some type of popular person or something like that. Child, please, them the ones you may not don't want to listen to.
So they feel like because you got a following or a huge fan base based on the type of things that they're doing makes them more acknowledgeable of the message. Yep. But they sitting on top of hills and mountains looking down at you.
Look, I mean... But you know what somebody said to me, and I think I said this on the show. I don't think last week, but probably a couple of weeks ago. And it was actually like a prophecy that was said to me, and it was just like I put it up as a post about your unique self.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna come to a point where people actually need you and surround. And it was said to me that you're gonna be in a spot that's gonna surround you for your own uniqueness, the ones that you're supposed to be connected with, not the ones you want to be connected with.
Right.
And right. You know, and to go back to what you just said, everybody don't appreciate
because they're not supposed to. I've understood that a long time ago that you're not gonna get people to understand or accept it because they don't want to. For one, they're coming in with the mindset of already, I don't want to have nothing to do with this. So it's already rejected.
Mm-hmm. Because you just rejected okay. Before you even heard it.
And that's okay. Because yep. Those out of the 20, it may touch 3. But you got to be 3. Those 3, as long as those 3 are satisfied with their choice, then that's what's important.
Yeah. Those 3 were supposed to be the ones that got touched.
Right. So it is what it is. So we're gonna jump into Freestyle Wednesday because you know when it's Freestyle Wednesday, we normally do pretty quick shows, but today we got and for those of y'all don't know, Freestyle Wednesday is just topics thrown in, not a particular topic of the day that we base all the different the issues up under that go with it. Today is just jump around. And
all mixed and whole.
Correct. And just to, you know, just give it a little bit of something different every Wednesday. It keeps things interesting because you don't always wanna be so serious. And yeah. Sometimes you do, you know, want to bring in the laughter. Some of these topics be funny. So
the people.
Yes, the people. It's not just the people. So the first one, Freestyle Wednesday topic is to share or not to share. What's sharing too much? And the
your information, your business on social media, that's too much. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know.
And the topic is clearly cut from, so it's a social media topic because it came about from people saying things are overshared. So I want to know, we're going to kind of have a little bit of discussion of what's too much and what's not enough. I think that there is a little bit of a disconnect in certain areas of the social media world, because social media started off being very professional, only for college students at first, but then it kind of like sprouted out and became open to the universe. But what it did do was allow the opportunity for businesses, entrepreneurs, corporations, schools, the whole world was able to now start
old friendships and stuff like that.
Right, reconnects. The whole world was trying to utilize this resource, and it became super duper popular. Fast forward to 2021. Everything is either communicated either through phones, text, or social media. And that's where we are now with the sharing age. You're always asked on social media so many different things, and people put their business out. So, Queen, what to you is sharing too much beyond what you said, the personal information? What else is sharing too much?
You know what? I'm going to go back to when I first got on social media, when I went on it like I am now. And that's just because I've got a platform now. You got to grow it. You know, done all that. But I used to hate to get on there and people talking about they in the bathroom, brushing their teeth, getting ready for bed, or getting ready for it. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. And you in the bathroom brushing your teeth. I don't want to know. I don't want to know that. Then I don't like the people showing the plates with the food. Then you want to be in a dirty kitchen. And just sharing your personal business. Like, I know someone on social media that I follow, they share their personal business about their marriage when you know when they're going through it with each other and stuff. And I'm like, why are you posting you hate this, da 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 da, or you hate her, this bitch ain't nothing, and this nigga. I don't want to know that he doing this to you, he cheating, he beating you up, or what? She cheating and all of this. And then next week, y'all on social media talking about baby this and baby this. And man, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that he done did all this to you. I don't want to know that. Because why? Why?
But you know, what's crazy about that
sympathy. Is... sympathy. That's what it be. Some people want so much sympathy.
That and just the minor knowing of somebody out there care enough.
Child.
And it's crazy because if you got to look for it online, it's almost as if you just have nobody around you.
Even from, I watched a clipping of a pastor getting married to his, engaged to his new girl. And I'm like, did him and his wife just get a divorce? Mm-hmm. Why is they on social? I'm just like, y'all people is really like, y'all got some problems.
They don't care.
I mean, don't care at all. And I see so much of it, and I just be. That's why when I be like, you got to take you a break. You got to take you a break.
You have to, Queen. You have to, because they don't be caring. These people will get on there and rant. They will tell their business. They will tell their mama business. They'll post videos of people in their house doing things they gotta
tagging be doing. You in crazy stuff that you don't even believe in. Man, don't be tagging me in that mess, because I'm very funny about what people what I let be shared on my page.
Right.
I will go in there and I will remove myself from the tag. That means don't tag me in that, because you're talking about craziness. And I don't agree with your craziness or what you may be promoting. Some might not agree with what I promote. I'm fine with that too. But it's too much information, man. Too much information. Because I seen the post that you posted talk about. Y'all posted where y'all live at. And I start thinking about it, because there's some people that didn't post. I'd be like, dang, I didn't been in this. No, that's what such and such live at. Because they didn't post it on social media where they live at. And I'm a person, I pay attention to all details. Mm-hmm. I pay attention to everything.
It's important, Queen. It really is.
Yeah, so I know I have noticed some people, when they go on vacation, they are posted once they come back.
That's it.
They'll post once they come back.
One of the people.
You do got to be careful though. But sometimes a lot of information is not, it's not for everybody to know what's going on.
It's not.
And stuff like that. I don't even think I ever got on there and told somebody to pray for me, because I don't want none of y'all jokers on there praying for me. Half of y'all just my social media friends. You ain't my friend. My family. So
coming from,
I ain't gonna be over there talking about, man, pray for me. No.
I think she brings a very valid point. She said some people say they are constantly seeking the validation of others, and that's purely what most of it is, because you have people in your corner that you can naturally go to. Most of them that's doing that.
Everybody do, I think.
Now, I won't say everybody, but I know most people do. But especially most of the ones that are posting for this attention. But yeah. Also, you're doing this because the people online push the like button more than the people offline.
Yeah, that's true.
So you need constant validation. You need constant approval, and that's crazy to me.
Mm-mm.
But it's not me. But I can also, I'm also not sympathetic to things like that anymore. I used to be one of those people who used to be like, I feel bad for them. Now I just like, I laugh.
Okay. Or especially if it's somebody that's regular, like, oh, what the hell they got going on now? what they got going on?
Or I'm skipping past it because I don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Some years ago, a friend said to me, he was like, Candace, you need to be very careful what you like on Facebook, because you need to go back and read stuff. You might be agreeing to some stuff that you don't even believe in. You don't even agree. When he said that to me, that was probably about 5 years ago, he said that to me. Man, I be proofreading everything. And if it's too long, I'd be like, I ain't even worried about it.
I ain't liking nothing too long anyway. You ain't got my attention that long.
So I have been very careful what I like, even down to even what I share. Because it's just like, man, It'd be a lot of hidden undercover stuff, y'all. It'd be a lot of undercover mess, little stuff. You got to read between the lines on some of this stuff. Just share your own stuff.
And this is right, as you say, the people will click the like button because they popular or well known. I don't support foolishness, period.
Period.
I'm telling you, I'll drive right past.
I don't care if you friends, family, I don't care.
Drive
right past. It's foolishness. I don't share it. I don't like it. I don't care who you is.
I would drive right past it.
Yeah. I don't even put it in a reverse to see what's going on.
Correct. It don't get no attention.
Let it just stay there.
It gets no attention. The thing is, it's given when you give it attention and you give it the acknowledgement that people are seeking, you constantly pushing them up one step further. Them same people be struggling with self-love, self-preservation, self-encouragement. They have none of that. So they jump online because they know if they say anything, it's going to get a million likes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something dumb, stupid, funny. It can make them, they can feel like they done put up a post that nobody never heard, and people done posted that same post 300 times, and they just feel like they done shared this wonderful meme, and they get all these hundreds of likes. It's ridiculous because they friend. Okay, never mind. I ain't finna get into it.
So go to the next.
So what's sharing too much and to share or not to share or not to share clearly boils down to the fact that people are accepting way too much when it comes to this publicity pool and trying to be a known person, or if they're looking for constant like, oh, she going through it again. So,
girl, I'm praying for you, girl.
If you're one of those people, you probably need to seek a little bit of assistance from the therapeutic side. So, that's all I'm going to say.
I'll call your counselor.
Our next topic is how people show you love. And
don't be showing me love on social media. Then when you see me in public, you act like you don't even know who the hell I am. Walk right past me.
People, this topic came about because people know how to do for you and do things for you because they don't have another way to show you that they love you. So that may be their way of showing you love. Or also the fact that certain people may that part queen. Or people, because that was a very good point, Queen. Or, you know, for the fact that you weren't growing up, your father didn't know how to show you how he loved you. Never told you, never said it one day in his life. But you felt, and so with because of that, you felt unloved. But everything that he did, it was because he loved you. He just didn't know how to tell you or show you.
Yeah,
and that's because... Like, and that's strictly because they didn't get it and they weren't taught it. So how people show you love is pretty much dependent upon how they have been shown love or how they seek information on how to love. And I think this one was a little touchy because I was reading the article, which is why I put this one on here, about how a particular person... thought her father died, and she thought her father didn't love her until he died.
And wow.
So she went
all
those years, and she was like 25 or 26 when he died. So she went into her mom found a box of notes he had written her every year of her birthday.
Wow.
Every year of her birthday until the year that he died. And basically saying all the things he wished he could say to her, but didn't know how to say to her.
Didn't know how to express his emotions.
Right. So he said, you know, I know one day these things will be found, and I just want you to always know all your life, I did everything in this life for you. And she was like, that was the hardest part because she grew up feeling like her daddy didn't love her.
And the whole time he loved you. He was in love with you. Because I think every parent is in love with their children.
Correct.
So, but he didn't know how to, just like you just said, he didn't know how to express it because it was never expressed to him.
And that's what, and her grandmother told her that, like, I didn't know how to tell. I never told my son I love him.
Yeah.
This is a mother. Raising him, she never told him that because she felt like she didn't have to say it. He knew because of everything that she was doing to take him. And that's how a lot of people look at things by, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm making sure you good. And that should make you realize I take care of you. I mean, I love you. Mm-mm. And sometimes that's just not enough.
Mm-mm. You got to hear them. Sometimes you got to hear those words. The words showing up to support them, especially when their kids showing up to games, different stuff like that, things that they have going on. You got to show kids. You got to tell them, but actions speak louder than words.
That's right.
Even though the words come out, they are heard, but the action part is key. You got to show up. You got to. But some people
they don't know.
Even with my dad myself, like, he's gone now, and he wasn't the best dad. He wasn't. But every time he seen us or he talked to us on that phone, he always told us. And he would apologize for not being the dad that he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so we got to the point like, Dad, you got to stop. You got to stop apologizing. Like, we didn't forgave you. Like, we used to tell him, like, we didn't forgave you. Like, come on now, let's just move on.
But it's still bothering him.
But that guilt bothered him. But he never, I don't know, I never talked to him without me getting off the phone saying that he loved me. So I knew that, and I knew that he was, and I know people always tell us, y'all dad always talk so much about all y'all, like how great kids he got, like, and he was just so proud of y'all, like, he just bragged on y'all all the time.
Right.
But you got to tell kids, me and my kids, we always saying we love you, like, through text, with our text feed that we got, even though they be clowning in the text feed, sometimes I'd be like, did you turn off the chain that I got? Rashard coming with his slick comments, but even my son, my daughter, not so much as she used to when she was younger, but my son, 16, he still, I can be like, all right, y'all, I'm finna go to work. He'd be like, all right, my love, you see you tomorrow. You know, like, we just say it. We say it a lot. And I think we said more than we said it in growing up in my own house with my own mom. But it's just something that we say, but showing up, I know, is what's important. And being there, showing up, when they doing outstanding things, man, you got to let them kids know. You got to let people know, period. No matter if they kid, adult, parent, child, whoever. You got to show up and let people know, man, look, I support you. I love you. I care about you. I see what you're doing. Give people that recognition. The quote just told you. She just told you what the quote said.
It's correct. 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 And I love this, what she said, because this was going to be the next thing to bring up with the love languages. People show you how they want to be loved. And they, by the way, they show you. So in most cases, she said, in most cases, people will show you love the way they like to be loved, i.e. love languages. This is why it's important to show and tell and learn the best way they like and feel loved. And I'm truly, I believe in the love language, because I know that a lot of times, because a person can't voice it, they do it, they'll action. They're very actiony with their things. And
you always said that, Queen. No, you got to know people love language.
You got to know what you're walking into, because if you're not paying attention enough to know that person's love language, and like she said, they're gonna show you.
Yeah,
they're gonna show you. In most cases, they're gonna tell you. I'm very voicey about certain things. Even if I'm not voicey, I'm still showing you, because it's very easy for me.
Yeah,
it's very easy for me. So you're gonna always know what to pay attention to and what not to. And if I ain't showing you enough, baby, I will speak my mind.
Yes,
but it's so many things that you have to pay attention to with the people that you're dealing with and the people that you say you love, because if you're not, then they're definitely going to feel unloved. They're definitely going to feel as if you're not paying enough attention to them, and that is something that I'm totally against. Because we can't have healthy relationships and healthy anything, any relationships, albeit friendships, sisters, mother, any of that, without knowing how to properly accept people for who they are. And that's just what it is. So I'm showing you who I am, and I'm showing you my love language, and you constantly stepping on my toes about it. You don't care.
Mm-mm. And guess what? Now you. I'm going to start not caring.
Exactly. And I'm going to leave it all alone. I'm going to leave it all alone. I promise you. So
and it's going to hurt you when I start not caring. To people. It's going to hurt you now. Be careful.
So we're going to move on to my favorite. This is the last topic of the night, but this is my favorite one of the night, because we talked about Travis Hunter, who a Georgia university, and FSU, he signed with JSU. History was made today because he's the number one recruit in the nation, and he chose JSU, which is an extraordinary HBCU that's very popular right now. And they're doing their thing because they got prime time over there as their coach.
Gian!
So this is like, for one, I want to say how proud I am in this moment. But I want to also remind y'all, even as, because we're going to go through and we're going to talk about Mr. Hunter real quick. We're going to give Mr. Hunter his kudos. But I want to remind our nation, our people, our culture, that there has never been a time that the HBCU recruits were not the ones that were going into the NFL. You had to come into HBCUs to get the recruits because they were not allowed to play in the ACC. They were not allowed to play in the SEC. They were not allowed to play on the football fields of anywhere that white football players played. If you wanted a black football player, which they did, they had to come to HBCUs to do that recruiting. And today was a big win for HBCUs because, for one, now these college kids are starting to get paid. They can get money, monetary gain for their time in the NCAA, which is important. You know, that is in college football now. You get getting endorsements and getting able to get paid for your name and you appearing for certain things, that's a big win for them because those boys, some of those kids never made it out of college because they got hurt. So they never could play in the NFL. So their opportunity was lost in the college years, but those colleges gained so much money and notoriety off of their name.
So much.
So today,
that's why they got these huge stadiums.
Huge stadiums
because of those kids who rode they back.
Exactly. And cool. So, okay. But now they're gonna get a little money for it. But for today, we had someone who was a prospect for either FSU or a Georgia team. I forget which Georgia team it was. E, drop it in the comments for me if you know which Georgia team it was. But whichever Georgia team it was. It was them in FSU that he had had as prospects. And this young man chose JSU.
That's awesome. Kudos.
Yes.
Kudos. Deion doing it. I'm seeing a lot of kids now decide. I witnessed this, start paying attention to it like 2 years ago, that a lot of kids starting to go back HBCU instead of going to these Division One, these big time colleges. And there are white universities, mm-hmm. and they decide to look, man, let me go over here where my people at. Let me go over here where my people at. And if I can run the ball for them, I can run the ball for them as well. At least I know over here I'm gonna be taken care of. Anything happen, I might not get what I'm gonna get over here, but I gonna get what I need over here.
And that be a lot of chances that those got young men take because they know that a lot of times they are worth getting a lot more notoriety. But mm-hmm. also, it's just the fact that HBCU football can't be played without people coming to the school. So we have to start doing more for our HBCUs. We have to have people start donating more money to these schools so our black boys will want to come to these schools. So they see that they have the opportunity to do things outside of what they could have did over here or over here or over here. But now that they can get a little bit more credibility and a little bit of endorsements or any type of deal that they can get, now that they can start doing that, we're talking about something that is going to continue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't see it going nowhere. I see it actually growing more and more. And we may see a downfall of the Division Ones. I won't say like down, but it ain't gonna be. I don't believe that it's gonna be like it used to be.
But the thing today was, as soon as this young man decided that he wasn't coming to FSU or the Georgia school, he went from the number one. He went from the number one recruit to the number two.
Stupid.
that's the way they're gonna continue to try to keep their
feet. And that's that power. And that's that power.
Continue to try to put their keep their feet on our queens. Mm-hmm. A white guy came. Now he's the number one recruit in the nation because the young black man decided to choose an HBCU. Okay, but guess what? And yes, E. It is. It's a win for all HBCUs. It's a powerful win. It's a powerful thing that happened. And it's also something to say about the organization as a whole. Because this is incredible. Like today I was just happy because I was just having this conversation last week about Deion Sanders. And this person
is it Eddie George? That's the coach at HBCU now.
At which one?
I don't know. I want to say, is it one of the schools in Tennessee? I think.
Oh, we gotta check into that, Queen.
I think Eddie George at one. Is he the Tennessee South? It's one of them. It's somewhere up in that area there.
Between. Let me see. Hold on.
But I think Eddie George is a head coach of one of the HBCUs, too, if I'm not mistaken. I swore I seen that a couple of weeks ago. Baby, look, I'm telling y'all, like, you finna see a different, a whole new era of football in HBCU.
It's going to be great.
Watch what I tell you now.
Yeah, say he is. No, wait, hold on. I don't know. It said Deion Villers becomes Tennessee State football. No, that's Tennessee.
He might be somewhere, but I know. I thought I seen something about Eddie George being HBCU coach.
It said Eddie George was announced as the 22nd head football coach at Tennessee State University on April 13, 2021. But that's not Tennessee State or HBCU?
I'm not sure. Is it? Let me see.
I'm finna look it up. I ain't think so, but I'm finna see. No. Nope. Then the NCAA.
Tennessee State Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah, then the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, you know,
good for him. We got stuff happening.
Good for him either way, but I'm just proud of Prime because, you know, everybody was talking about Prime should be the coach at FSU.
No, he should.
And how he should walk away from JSU and all of that. But, baby, for one, his sons play at JSU. He coached at JSU. This is his opportunity to shine as a coach. And he's going to do it where he feels he should do it. And it's just... I'm sorry that it's so hard for people to understand that it's acceptable for him to coach at a HBCU.
Somebody that's just like him. And he was, I think somebody was asking the question why he didn't go to a HBCU. And I think he said they didn't recruit him because you know where he wanted to go. He wanted to be a Wildcat. He wanted to go to BCC. Y'all know Deion from Florida. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Myers, baby. Come on.
I can
but
see
he
that.
Wanted to go to BCC. That's what he wanted to go to college at BCC, Bethune-Cookman College. Well, Bethune University now.
Correct.
But to all my Wildcats that say BCC, shout out to y'all.
Correction. Email say he's from Swanee, Georgia.
Oh,
Deion.
He probably was born in Swanee, Georgia, but he's from Fort Myers. He grew up in Fort Myers.
Also, he was raised in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he claimed, Fort Myers. So as they say, Candace, I'm from Polk County.
He definitely sounds country like a Georgia boy.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we go back and forth, Georgia, Florida, you know.
it's just amazing. I'm just really proud of Mr. Travis Hunter because I think he made a prestigious decision today for his culture and for his family. He said a little bit of a tone in history today, and we're gonna keep them guys lifted up because, of course, people are already saying so many negative things.
I thought it was Georgia school,
but I didn't know if it was Georgia. So he chose JSU over two top schools,
Georgia State and FSU.
Of course, is top schools, but FSU ain't got no money right now,
and they ain't no top school.
That's why they can't get that's why they can't get Prime.
Y'all should have kept Tagger. Y'all could have gave Tagger a chance. Y'all probably would have been somewhere. But y'all want to get rid of Tagger. That's why I ain't even no FSU fan.
They still got to pay him. They almost don't pay him.
Yeah, but, you know, but like the FAMU basketball coach spoke at my son banquet a couple of years ago, like right the year before COVID hit. And that was something that he said. He was like, you know, we really need to look at our kids and groom them to go to these, to certain colleges, to HBCUs. And this is a man that coached for the University of South Florida basketball team. And he was like, and he was really talking about on the high school level as well. And he was like, it don't matter where your child go. It don't matter if your child go to Rutgers, they go to Lincoln, they go to Florida High. Don't be moving your children around to these certain schools because you think they're going to get certain playing time and certain people going to watch them. If your child that good, they're going to watch them from anywhere. And I think a lot of parents do that. Like, they switch their kids out from certain schools. Well, they ain't winning enough games or stuff like that. Or the other coach may tell them, well, I can get your child more playing time. Your child get over there and he ain't playing when he probably would have been starting on the team that he was already a part of for the last past 2-3 years. So parents, y'all need to keep that in mind. It ain't all, the grass is not always greener when you touch the other side.
And today we touched the side of a HBCU. HBCU that's in the NCAA, because they had NCAA on there.
I thought Tennessee State was the Tennessee State Wildcats. I mean, not Wildcats, Tigers. Oh, I thought Tigers. It was the HBCU.
Tigers. It ain't said Do we see it on that? Oh, that's what normally when you see HBCU, they're gonna imprint that.
They say it's HBCU now,
and that don't say it on there at all. That and that's I'm happy it is if it is, you know. But
I thought I had read that article right now.
That's awesome, then, Mister. Yeah, what's his name? Eddie George.
He paid for Ohio State.
All right, Mr. George, we happy about any of this HBCU recognition that's going on now. And congratulations again today to Mr. Travis Hunter and to JSU for making such an awesome selection in their recruitment coming for him. Because, baby, y'all did y'all thing with that one. You did your thing.
Yeah. When they flipped the script.
Yeah.
They flipped it all upside down, inside out. I don't think nobody was ready for that one.
Nobody
wanted to. That's a shock
to everybody.
Nobody. Sorry, y'all no fans.
I'm a no fan, but that ain't hurt my feelings, though. I'm going to be honest with you. That was for the culture. For me, I took my necklace off, but that was for the culture. I don't care about none of that.
Yeah.
And if I ain't for nothing, I'm for us.
All day, every day.
Period.
All day, every day. I think our FAMU Rattlers had a good year.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for
congrats to the Rattlers today,
all over again. Yes. It was just such an amazing football season for HBCU, and especially our Rattlers. Dion them, like, they kept us on our toes this year. But mm-hmm. It was amazing to see, especially seeing some of the kids that play for FAM that grew up right here in Tallahassee and stuff. Like the Hunter young man grew up right here in Tallahassee. Just to see that with the touchdown pass that he called and stuff like that. So it's amazing to see these kids. And I just pray that more of them decide to pick a HBCU to go to school.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to be more of it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say congratulations to all of them, to all the recruits that signed it on National Signing Day. Y'all did y'all thing today. Proud of y'all. Big ups. And that's our show for today, y'all. It's Freestyle Wednesday. We just wanted to give y'all a little piece of what was on our mind so we could see what was on your mind. You feel me? And that's about it for today. Queen, drop your gift. Your wonderful positive message.
It's the 15th of December. We got 16 more days. What you doing for these 16 days? Like, what you manifesting in these 16 days? Cause baby, January 1st finna be here. That means my birthday month. Shout out to my boy Joe, cause that's our birthday month.
That's right. Shout out to
Joe. But man, y'all stay positive. Stay loving on yourself. Stay loving on your family, your friends, whoever you want to love on. That's your business. I really don't care. Just don't post it on Facebook because we don't want to see all that. Just have a good time, man. And look, as King players say, Candace, all you want to do is smile and laugh. Guess what? That's all I want to do. I ain't got time for the sadness. I done been sad in my life for a couple of years. And baby, look, I am on cloud 100 and we're going to keep moving up. Joy all the time, even when I'm going through the mist. It's still right. Joy. So, hey, manifest what you want. Smile through the trials and tribulations. And guess what? It's always joy on the other side of the tunnel. You just got to make through the tunnel. Don't look down the hallway. Walk down the hallway. Because looking ain't going to get you nowhere.
So as Queen just gave y'all a couple affirmations for this week to get y'all through the rest of the week. Y'all jump on board with that. And if you need other affirmations, make sure you check into that so you can constantly affirm yourself in the things that you need affirmed in. Because there are certain things that we need to focus on that we don't want to focus on. But in order to become stronger in that way, we need to actually pinpoint what it is that we need to be affirming. So y'all take some time to love on yourself for the rest of this week. Thank y'all for coming in. We appreciate y'all so much. We like you. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank y'all for making it to 100 shows. We got 100 more for you. We appreciate y'all so much. So y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. Peace.